Joined by Grizzlies head coach Brett Hoppe. Season ends in a Game 5 loss here to the second place Okotoks Oilers tonight. 5-1 the final score in Game 5. When you got to the rink and when the puck dropped, how were you guys feeling tonight? And, you know, what wound up being the difference out there in the end, do you think?
You know, we were very excited coming into the game here. I think, you know, we had a really big high after Game 4, obviously. And, you know, the difference in the game is they came out to play extremely hard. They played extremely well and had the best game of the series, and Collins and his line there, they were unbelievable tonight, and that was a difference that you know, it proves how good of players those guys are. And you know, it's difficult for us, so I think we could have played a better game, but I'm proud of the guys. We never quit. We played right to the end, and had opportunities in the third to cut the deficit and make it a bit of a closer game. And, you know, their goalie played extremely well tonight, you know, taking away all the rebound chances and making big saves for them.
Given the way that they finished the season and you guys come in as the 7th seed, taking on the 2 seed, what can you say about the effort of your team to push them to, you know, a potential do-or-die game for both teams here and taking the series the distance?
Yeah, we worked extremely hard to get to this point. You know, I think that throughout the course of the year, we definitely underachieved. And, you know, that being said, we came out, we competed hard. I think every one of our players competed hard. You know, we had some key injuries with Dorowitz and Hanger being out, and we had guys step up that we were healthy scratches at the beginning and played extremely well. So, you know, I'm proud of each and every one of them. We worked hard right to the end, and, you know, thought that there's going to be a better outcome for us after tonight's game, but, you know, I'm proud of how the guys battled.
You say goodbye to five 20-year-old veterans here tonight. Talk about, you know, the rapport that you guys have added, the ability to watch the careers of Hubs, Moran, Klaus, Statue, and, you know, a new rival this year that certainly became one of the team real quick in J.C. Eck.
Yeah, Hubs, you know, Moran, Klaus, Stash, those four guys, you know, they've been with me through the thick and the thin, and I have nothing but respect for those players and how they play the game. And you know, they were all leaders on this team, and they're leaders for a reason. And you know, it's sad to lose you know, four guys like that. Although all four of those guys had a great career with the Wolves Grizzlies, I'm extremely proud of their career here, and I'm proud that they were part of this organization for as long as they were. And obviously, Heck getting here with the deadline. Played his role to a T. You know, was a great character guy in the room, and it's tough to lose a guy like that as well. And you know, I've got nothing but respect for them. I know that they're going to do extremely well. You know, down at the next level. I think right now there's four guys off our roster that have committed or are just about to commit to either Division I or Division III, and those are the 20-year-olds that we have. And you know, they're going to be successful in whatever they do, because they are winners despite the outcome tonight. And you know, like I said, I'm proud of all five of them.
The playoff set here looked like they were going to be in jeopardy at one point this year with the 12-game losing streak. So to get there and get the performances you did out of some of your rookies, you had a number of guys get their first AJHL playoff goal and first AJHL playoff fight in this series. You know, and plus you had two 19-year-olds out of the lineup for the last two games of this series. Can you, you know, give me the future look here and just you know, how valuable this playoff experience versus a top-end team like Okotoks can be moving forward?
I think it's very valuable. You know, the young players that we had in our roster this year, even some of the 19-year-olds, has never won a playoff game. And to go as far as we did here to Game 5, and to see what it takes to battle and compete and win games, it's going to go a long ways. You know, I'm very happy with the rookies that we had in the lineup. I thought they all played extremely well. They all got a lot of ice time and a lot of experience in this series. And you know, like you said, I mean, three or four got their first playoff goal, and you know, the future is bright. I think you look at guys like Oshchuk and Klecky, they're really going to carry the load for us down the road here. And you know, our third and fourth line, you know, Duffin, Wilson, and Kernahan, Keeler, and Aramanko, I mean, those guys are scary human beings, and they're going to be a powerhouse in this league for maybe two more years, depending on whether they go down south early or not. So,
I guess one thing I keep forgetting to mention is, too, you only had one 20-year-old defenseman this year, so the blue line looks well for the future as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, you know, right now where we stand, I mean, we're going to have to make some moves in the summer here to get down to our 20-year-old limit. And you know, I think we got seven 19-year-olds right now, so we got to get down to six, and it's going to be some tough decisions for us in the summer to get down to that. But you know, we are excited for next year. Right now, it's tough to think about next year with how this ended, but there is excitement. We've got players on our roster that we believe are very capable, and you know, with another year of experience, are going to be phenomenal in this league. So it is exciting.
Yes, just a last one, a wrap on the total season. A first round exit at the beginning of the year, you know, how would you have taken that? And I guess, you know, just your overall take on the season itself, Brett.
Well, like I said, you know, we definitely underachieved this year. I think, you know, the month of December really hurt us. We had some key injuries that month, and, you know, we've done the math. If we were 500 hockey team, we would be probably in second place. So, you know, we've learned a lot. You know, as coaches, we understand we're fairly new at this, and you know, throughout the course of the year, we really have adjusted our mindset and realized that there's, you know, there's a big learning curve in our position, and we do have a plan here going into next year already. And you know, like I said, we underachieved, but you know, I'm proud of how the guys battled and competed right to the end of the game.